After 30 years, the reunited Noise Works are back with their brilliant new single, Heart and Soul.
John Stevens, my friend, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Terrific. Your ears must have been burning because a few days ago, one of your songs came on the radio because, as you know, we spin it quite often, a bit of
yes,
Noise Works.
Thank you.
No, you're more than welcome. Yeah, happy with the residuals?
every year it gets smaller and smaller.
Could always be more, John. Isn't that right? That's not the point. I was listening to Take Me Back or Touch or something. I was like, in my head, I'm like, I don't think Noise Works did much after this. And I went and had a look. I was like, no, they haven't really done anything for 30 years. The very next day, my music director gets on to me. He's like, hey, do you want to have a chat to John Stevens? Have they got some new music coming out? I was like, yes, I absolutely do. I was literally just thinking about you. So why 30 years, John Stevens? That's an enormous break.
Well, it is, but it's not like we, we're doing anything else other than making music and playing music and performing music. All of us in the band were still, hardworking musicians and songwriters and producers. And this sort of came about, we started this album about 5 years ago between us, just whenever we could get together, we'd, try and write something and put it down. And it went over a long period of time, and we finally finished it in 2019, and we were going to put it out in 2019, but unfortunately, a guitar player, Stuart Fraser, passed away from cancer.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened, and so here we are in 2022. We've got an album sitting on the shelf doing nothing. We've lost our guitar player, and we're all going, oh, what are we going to do? Meanwhile, obviously, I've been touring heaps. The boys have been doing their thing, and I just did 73 shows this year. And at the end of it, I'm like, hey, boys, let's do something towards the end of the year, get Noise Works back together, get this album out, and go out and honour our mate Stuart Fraser.
Yeah,
because he's all over this record.
Yeah, that's what I read, that it was a tribute to Stuart. And I am sorry for your loss. It was awful news when that happened back in 2019. Yeah. So now that I know that it was sort of happening 5 years ago, Stuart, did he record on this record?
Oh, absolutely. He's all over it.
Oh, yeah, unreal. Oh, that's great. Yeah. So it is, the original Noise Works.
The original Noise Works, and Justin Stanley, who played keyboards with us, he's been living in America for the last 30 years, and he's been, producing people like Sheryl Crow, Eric Clapton, Prince. He did a bunch of stuff with Prince. He's been playing with Beck. He can play, all the luminaries of the rock and roll industry, and he's on his way home to come and do this tour. So, yeah, it'll be the four original members and our great mate Jack Jones, a.k.a. Erwin Thomas on guitar.
That's it. What about that? Not too shabby to have in your live contingent. What's he brought to the live shows?
We're all old friends from way back in the day, and he was, one of Stuart's best friends. So it's kind of like fitting that he's in the band.
Mm.
We're very, very honoured to have him. And what does he bring? Oh, my God. He's one of the most talented people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Aside from being a monster guitar player, he's a great singer, and more importantly, he's a great human. So, we're very, very happy to have him and very lucky to have him.
Well, after 25 years getting back into a room again, writing again, and it was the original contingent at the time, what was it like? Had it changed at all, or did you just pick up where you left off?
It's funny when you get a certain group of people in a room and, a band is a very intangible thing because it's the sum of the parts. Man, people always gravitate towards the lead singer, because they're at the front and all that, or the guitarist or whatever. But when you're in a real band, a true band, it's the sum of the parts, because each individual has their own sort of way of doing things that, just melds in with the rest of them. It's a weird thing. It's intangible. It's intangible, but the magic is definitely there with us when we're in the room together, and it sounds like Noise Works, and it is Noise Works.
That's what I thought, because the soul of Noise Works is there. Ironically, the song is called Heart and Soul. That's the new single. We'll get to that in a sec. But I listened to it on the train this morning. It got sent to me, and I was having a listen. I honestly didn't know what to expect, because you don't hear a band for 30 years. Is it going to be the same, but just a rip-off of the older stuff, or is it going to be completely different? It was neither. It was just Noise Works. You know what I mean? I loved it. It still had that arena rock vibe. We're going to be spinning it heaps. And I just loved it, John.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really gratifying. I'm looking forward to, just getting it out there and, and getting people's responses like yourself. It's we in our heart and soul, it's what the band was all about and what it is all about, and certainly what Stuart Fraser was all about. So we thought of a fitting start to, the Noiseworks 30 years later.
That's it. It is such a long time, sort of 3 decades. Was there any sort of outside influence or artist influence that would have informed this record that sort of wouldn't have in the 80s and 90s?
Not really. It's just the sum of those parts. Mm. The individuals in the band coming together, and stirring the soup. That we all contribute our bits, and it comes out a certain way. And that's what makes the sound of Noiseworks, and that's what makes the sound of all great bands. It's the sum of the parts,
Well, you're not just a great band on record. You're a wonderful live band as well, and you are going on tour part of One Electric Day.
We are, yes. And so that was the whole thing, It was like, we got this record sitting on the shelf. Let's go out and play some shows and have some fun and honour Stuart, because that's what it's all about, getting this record out and honouring him. And now, it's not like saying Noiseworks, we're back together forever. There's none of that going on. We're just honouring Stuart, get the record out, play some shows, and who knows, we might do another one next year or the year after. There's at our age, nothing's set in stone, and we're just enjoying playing together again,
It was wonderful to hear some new gear, I'll be honest. It just put an immediate smile back on my face. I loved hearing it. It is a wonderful treat for fans and a beautiful tribute to Stuart Fraser as well. John Stevens, go well. I look forward to seeing you in concert.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
For the latest tour announcements, killer album releases and a healthy hit of rock nostalgia, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app or on your smart speaker.